listening to a new episode of Darva King Podcast, Season 2, Episode 4. I have special guests with me, Emmanuel Barbary. Welcome.
Thank you, woman of God.
How are you today?
I am wonderful.
That's amazing. For everybody that doesn't know who Emmanuel Barbary is, he is a professional blogger. He is an online talk show host. He also has a book called The Solution for Black America, second edition, available on Amazon.com. He has a Christian organization called the Grassroots Community. He has been a community advocate for years. He is a native from Chicago, Illinois. He has also been on the front lines on trying to unify the Black community. He graduated from Northeastern Illinois University with a bachelor's degree in liberal arts. He also provides readers with direct contact with him, discuss the issues in depth on how to solve these issues step by step. Emmanuel Barbary's network, he has networked with 125,000 people online for his various online support groups. And he also has a film project coming up as well that you can be on the lookout for. So you don't want to miss anything that he got going on. So Emmanuel, I'm going to give you the floor to, you know, tell everybody what's on your heart, tell everybody about, you know, your grassroots community and everything else you got going on.
All right, woman of God. Again, just thank you again for this opportunity to be on your show. First, I want to tell your listeners the name of my Christian socialist organization is called the Grassroots Community Activist Movement. Actually, I created it back in November 10th, 1991 on the site called Gopher. In order to connect with other like-minded Black people, African immigrants, Afro-Brazilians, Afro-Latinos, Afro-Caribbeans, to discuss social issues in America and throughout the diaspora, and to offer solutions so that way we can have a domestic front as well as also have a international front.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yep. Well, basically, what I want your listeners to understand is that I want to be able, the Lord has gave me a positive vision because right. I used to do street ministry. I did that, I'm going to say, for 2.5 years. So basically, all I was doing, woman of God, was basically a feel good thing. You know, all it was really doing was just to make me feel good, like I was a Christian, working out my, you know, soul salvation, so to speak.
Right.
But actually, salvation is free. You know, you can't really work out your soul salvation. That's the whole purpose of Jesus dying on the cross, you know, because all of our, in the book of, Isaiah, all of our righteousness is filthy rags, you know?
Amen, that's right.
Basically, woman of God, I just want to stress this to your audience that the Jesus, I would just say I had an encounter with him in my dream. And basically, he was telling me that's, you know, what I was doing, you know, it was fine, but it really wasn't going to help the kingdom of God.
Right.
Because all I was doing was putting a Band-Aid on an open wound. The Lord is calling me to create a new type of business, which is going to be a new system. And basically, it's going to be based on 7 components. And the name of the Christian business that we're going to have to build, because all I did was just wrote the vision and made it plain in my revised book. The name of the business, and also I'm paying for the title of the business. I want to stress that too. I've been paying for that since 2010, out of pocket.
Wow.
And that's not fair to me, you know? I mean,
yeah, that's not.
Let me just stress this. The 7 main components of this Christian business, and the name of the Christian business is called the Grassroots Community Activist Institute of Chicago. So it hasn't materialized yet. I only just have the name. You know, I'm only paying for the business name.
Wow.
But we, not just we as Black Americans, but the Lord also wants me to have African immigrants to be involved with this. He wants me to have 10, and I have to explain this. I have to, you know, if you don't mind, I got to stress this. Because the 10 African nations that's already here, that's in America, he wants me to reach out to Africans from the following African nations that's here in America. So people from South Africa, Kenya, Ethiopia, Tanzania, Uganda, Angola, Liberia, Ivory Coast, Ghana, and Nigeria. He just put that on my heart and mind just to use those people, you know, for now. To work with me and Sister Renee in getting this Christian business up and running in the city of Chicago first. Because that's going to be our credibility when we visit those 10 African nations. Each African nation that we visit, we're going to start with South Africa. But when we go over there, we want to be able to set up a chapter there. So we'll make our presence known, you know, on the African continent. And we want to do that so we can do international trade with our brothers and sisters on the continent.
Right.
That's going to help improve, I would say, the inner cities. That's going to create jobs in the inner cities and vice versa. It's going to help improve the African economy.
Amen. And it's so much work that needs to be done.
Yeah, but woman of God, so the seven, so these are the seven main components that the Lord is, you know, has given me in the vision to, you know, us. That's what we're going to build in this business. A social service component. A spiritual component, which is going to be optional for secular people. We're going to have a political component so we can educate our youth about the importance of, politics.
Right.
Because so many of our people are, you know, we're just voting. We're off code. The different principles in my book, that is the code. That's what makes us different from all these other Black organizations that's out there. So anyway, yeah, so that's the political component. We're going to have an entertainment component, an entrepreneur component, a health and wellness component, and a Black media component known as the New Black Voices of Media.
Okay.
We want to, the whole purpose of this is to help our youth create legitimate jobs for them.
Yeah, because you don't really see
What you want to say, woman of God?
You don't really see nobody like doing anything for the youth, so that'll be a big blessing to the youth to like be able to get jobs and, you know, get involved more in the community wise.
Amen. So anyway, let me go there, woman of God. So look, I have been pushing my vision for 31 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not cool. But to me, the Lord is waking me up in terms of letting me know that this is spiritual warfare at its best. And so, and so the reason why I'm going through all of this stuff is because God is going to, I would say, vindicate me. He's going to let this organization come to pass. But like I say, if it was up to me, it would be up and running now, woman of God. But, you know, I lack two main things. I lack the manpower and I lack the capital. This is why I've written my revised book. Some people I'm just saying, you know, some of my critics say, well, there's a lot of scams online. I say, okay, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
That's
Buying my revised book is not a scam.
That's
I want people, because the Lord's told me to write the vision and make it plain. Now, I talked with my publisher, you know, which is, you know, Kindle Direct Publishing. My ebook is only $6.25. My paperback book is $6.25 plus shipping and handling. So people have two choices. They can get the ebook or they can get the paperback. All I want people to do is read my story for themselves. And those that agree, I want them to make arrangements to come on my platform so we can talk about it.
Right. And I do believe this is a season, because I was just speaking to somebody about this yesterday, that, you know, everything that we're doing, it's like God is moving suddenly of, you know, getting that done this year. Like, I don't know. It's like a certain shift done took place this year.
Amen. And woman of God, I do want to stress this too. Black America has two choices. Either embrace the vision that the Lord is giving. Well, sorry. Let me back up. Black America has two choices. Either embrace annihilation or embrace survival. And what's hurting us real bad right now in the city of Chicago, a lot of those illegal immigrants are being placed in the black community.
Well, I don't want to cut you off anything, but I want to throw a question in there, since, you know, you're talking about that. Why do you think there is a certain push when it comes to, like, you know, some African Americans when it comes to your Christian business?
Oh yes, woman of God. The reason I would say the reason why I don't have a lot of support is because of this Willie Lynch mentality. And see, that's the black church don't talk about that. After American slavery in 1865. When our people was released off those plantations, what happened was we never separated ourselves from, I would say, the backstabbers, the sellouts, and those same people are in our family members today. I have a whole lot of them in my family.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I only network with only a handful of them, because they're full of Willie Lynch. And so those are the kind of, and that's what I'm saying in this Christian business that I'm trying to start. It's not about us trying to, you know, act holier than thou, but we want to make sure that we raise the bar. We want to raise the standards. We don't want, I would say, degenerates in this Christian business. I don't want con artists, hardened criminals, pedophiles, urban terrorists. I don't want those type of people. So we're going to be screening those kind of people. We want to make sure that our people go forward. Black America nowadays, you know, we're in worse shape now than we were when our grandparents were fighting for, you know, the civil rights, during the civil rights era. Because nowadays, since, you know, yes, our grandparents was pushing for integration, social integration. And now it's less black businesses today than it were back in those days during, you know, Jim Crow era.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of, like, you know, it's a lot in the black community when it comes to, you know, everybody kind of against one another kind of. So that falls into my second question. Why do you think some of the African American community, there's some sort of disconnect?
Again, because of that Willie Lynch mentality. And also, woman of God, too, let's say, you know, when the African immigrants, when they come here, they have their own enclaves, you know, let's say the Nigerian community, the Ghana community, the Ethiopian community, the Kenyan community. So they, you know, separate themselves. But basically, they don't want to really associate with the African-American community, because they look at all the negative stuff that they see on TV. They see in the news, all of that stuff about the crime. And basically, the media is only really showing, you know, I would say the low-income African-American community. They don't promote the middle-class African-American community, or the upper-class African-American community. It's just, you know, the quote-unquote ghettos. And yes, it's a lot of drama there. That's the community that I came from. I love our people, but again, I don't want to, you know, again, be wasting time talking to people that don't want, you know, that don't want to hear what I have to say, you know. So the Lord is he's calling me to be in a position to get this Christian business up and running, so that way we can provide services.
Amen. Because it is.
So we're going to offer, I just want to share this. a second chance program for ex-offenders for nonviolent crimes. We're gonna offer services for former gang members and homeless individuals within our community, but they will have to go through the second chance program.
Okay, and this falls into my fourth question, Dan. How will the grassroots community institution of Chicago benefit the African American community and African nations?
Yes, well, like I say, it's going to create, first of all, we're going to build this ourselves. We don't have to keep, yes, our, you know, a lot of our people here in America, we, you know, it's the truth. It wasn't for the slave labor, that free labor, America wouldn't exist. But it would benefit the Black community if, you know, like I say, if we, first of all, if we're on one accord and we're, you know, in agreement with this thing.
Right.
And connect with our, you know, the African immigrant community for us to work together. So that way, when we do the African tours, and I would say not just going there as tourists, but we want to go there so we can build relationships again, reconnect with our roots, to give Black people options. Because I'm just saying, as the founder and president of Rakaio Chicago, I don't want to see my people living in no urban war zone. So what we want to do is do the best what we can, you know, to help stabilize the inner cities here in the city of Chicago. Be open and honest with your listeners. All I can say is the Black people that want to stay here in America and, you know, want to fight to tooth and nail, that's fine. You know, do you. All I'm saying is that we are not in a position to stop illegal immigration. We can't stop that.
Right. And I do, like I said, I do believe there's like a sort of change that's happening now as we speak, like when it comes to, you know, within the Black community, us working together and not against each other, you know, less competition. It's a lot that's happening. So that'll fall into my fifth question about, you know, everything that you're talking about and everything that you're doing. How can others, like if somebody listens to this and they're hearing everything that you're saying, they're knowing that, you know, you need those people to step up, to, you know, to contribute to what you're doing, to, you know, be a part of everything that you're doing. So how can others get involved with what you're trying to do?
Hey, man, good question. Basically, I would say first, purchase my revised book first and foremost, so that way you can have a physical book, so you'll know that this is on, I'm on the up and up with you.
Right.
That's the main thing. And read the whole book. Don't just read some of it.
Amen.
Hold me accountable and hold me accountable to what I'm saying, because I'm not running, first of all, I'm not running for public office.
Right.
Yes, that's one way. Another way is for people to connect with me on my YouTube page. All you do is go to YouTube, you type in my full name, that's Emmanuel Barbie, E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L, last name is B-A-R-B-E-E. Then all my videos will pop up, and then hit that subscribe button. Once you do that, then go to where it says about. And then scroll down, and then you're going to see the different major links. You'll see the link to our, to my revised book on Amazon. You'll also, if you're a United States citizen, you can donate through our PayPal page. And you can use that as a tax write-off, because this is a legitimate 501c3. You can do that. Or you can also donate to our GoFundMe page. And that's where you're going to see it on there under the about section. Now, I do want to share this woman of God. Out of 1,679 people that's on my Facebook friends list, only 5 people have donated. And I have the... I would say I had that GoFundMe page for up there for a whole year. So to me, it sounds like a lot of our people, you know, they're not serious. And a lot of people keep saying, well, what's taking you so long, Emmanuel, to get your Christian business up and running? and I have to flip the script and I have to tell them it's up. The ball is in the hands of the Black grassroots and also the global African family.
And it's not really just, you know, what's taking you so long. It's the simple fact, and I say this all the time, when somebody see that you're making, trying to do some sort of change, because like I said, God done created all of us to have a voice. He done put a purpose on each and every one of our lives. He done put an assignment on each and every one of our lives. But when people see that you're stepping up to do that, like I said, you got your book, you're working on your film project, you know, you're actually moving and walking in your purpose and trying to get things done, and people see that, and people don't want to support that because they see, you know, where you're going, and they don't want you to go to that place that they see that you're going. Because it is true, people see, you know, that calling, people see that anointing on your life, and they don't really want you to walk in. That's why they don't support anything.
Amen. I just want to stress a couple of things. This is going to be some people, yes, they think. I want to stress too, on my YouTube page under the About, you can see my virtual store. I sell, I would say, different items such as beach towels, coffee mugs, t-shirts, face mask, etc. But woman of God, I just want you to understand, you as well as your listeners, to understand, it takes capital to start a business.
Right.
Like I say, all I've been doing is I have been paying out of pocket, you know, just to secure the business title. It's already a legitimate 501c3 because I did the paperwork. I know how to create nonprofits, and I also know how to create for-profit businesses. That's what I'm going to teach our members.
Right.
The reason why I'm going to make this membership basis, because all of those people that has been overlooking me and laughing and, you know, just doing the most, they would not be part of my Christian business. That's why it's going to be membership based. All of the stuff that I went through, I thank the Lord for it, because I'm using my struggle as a way to, you know, turn it into a real business.
And that's I'm going to applaud you for that, because that's amazing when, you know, you take the testimony and experience that you done went through, so that way you can, you know, save somebody else from having to go through that same process and that same experience that you did. So that's amazing.
Also, yes, woman of God. So it's on two fronts that we're going to have to deal with coming against the enemy. One, like I say, is coming against this Willie Lynch mentality. That's what I'm going to talk about in my docudrama. That's what's going to be in the film. Our second film, like I say, that's going to be made in South Africa. The title of that film is called African Liberator, Battle Against the Colonized Mindset. So that means that those people that's on the continent and African immigrants that come here in the United States, they wasn't enslaved, but they have a colonized mindset. So we want to come against that. And I do want to stress to, you know, your audience, that if we lose Africa, we lose everything. Mm. I do want to also stress, too, that non-Black sympathizers, they're welcome to join us. But I just want to make it clear to everyone that it's Black people's responsibility to build this and to own it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes unity. It takes coming together. And, you know, if you see something that needs a change, God done, you know, he done gave us the go to make that change. We're supposed to make the change in the world. So if you see something, you know, like if somebody see you, everything you're doing and everything, you know, the community and the film, and everything that you got going on, you're giving people free opportunity to come and, you know, join everything that you're doing.
Yes. But again, I do, like I say, I want us to separate ourselves from, you know, the Pookie and Ray Rays, the people that don't mean our racial group any good, you know, the degenerates, because that's what the society is promoting. Degeneracy. So let's say, for example, woman of God, I got to go there before you go. Let's say someone that wants to join is LGBT. That's fine if that's what they are, but we will not be promoting LGBT over here. We're going to promote Black economic empowerment, and our focus is on solving Black issues in America. And when we come to Africa, our focus will be solving African issues on the continent.
Right.
That's all. Okay, woman of God, what else you would like to ask me? Or
what would you say, like, if somebody was like, you know, scared to speak up and they wanted to like make them their own podcast and, you know, join the same movement that you're doing. What inspiration or, you know, wisdom words would you give them?
I would just tell them to let the Lord speak through them and just be themselves. Just like me, you know, I just try to be I ain't trying to put on a front. I just be myself.
Right.
The person just have to be themselves, and they got to know their weaknesses and their strengths. So, you know, they want to emphasize their strengths, but, you know, I mean, we all need improvement too. So work on those weaknesses as well.
Absolutely.
That's all I can say. But bottom line, woman of God, you know, yes, we want to empower, you know, our youth and all that stuff, but most of all, try to, you know, show them a real experience about the Lord, you know, and for them to develop their own personal relationship with God rather than hitting people over top of the head about, you know, being saved and everything like that. That's a turnoff. We want to show them the true love of God through this Christian business, and that's how come I say it's open to for secular people to be a part of this.
Right. So tell everybody about where they can find you at on your social.
Okay. Well, again, the best place is to connect with me first on my YouTube page. And on there, I have, like I say, subscribe. Please subscribe. And then go to where it says about. And then I list, you know, some of my major sites that I'm on the most. I have my Facebook page on there. I have my Instagram page. Also join my Medium page because that's where I post a majority of my speeches. So I'm not hard to find at all, but the best place to connect with me first is through my YouTube page.
Okay. Amen. What about if people want to get involved in your film project you have coming up? Can you give us some information about that?
I sure can. First of all, the name of the film is called Hood Liberator, Made in Chicago, The War Against Willie Lynch Begins. And that story is about my experience, you know, growing up here in the city. Basically, it's just like my revised book, but I want to make sure that it's going to be, you know, exciting. So what I want to do is my goal is to try to first at least raise $200,000. That $200,000, I can go to a legitimate, I would say, production company. So that way they can help me with the movie trailer as well as the movie poster. And then I'll try to acquire the additional $300,000 because, again, you know, I just want to make sure that it's going to be exciting. That's all.
Absolutely.
And I want to hire professional people, but people can find out more about that under my, I would say, on our GoFundMe page. And that's on my YouTube page under About. So that's how they can find that.
Okay, awesome. Amazing. I'm so blessed to have you to come on. We're going to have to do another episode.
I hope so, woman of God.
Okay, well, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to Darva King Podcast Season 2, Episode 4. Catch me for tomorrow for the new episode of Darva King Season 2, Episode 5. Thank y'all and have a blessed day.